This is the beginning of a new day.
This is the beginning of a new day.
God has given me this day to use as I will.
I can waste it.
I can waste it.
I can waste it or use it for good.
What I do today is important.
What I do today is important.
As I am exchanging a day of my life for it.
When tomorrow comes,
this day will be gone. Forever.
This day will be gone forever.
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 Leaving something in its place.
I have traded for it.
I want it to be gain, not loss.
Good.
Good.
Good, not evil.
Success.
Success, not failure.
In order that I shall not forget.
In order that I shall not forget the price I've paid for it.
Show Pitbull mascot and head of security. Now, Steve in D.C.
Something has happened here at the radio station. It's a bit of an emergency. It started with D.C.'s trip to the restroom.
I was going to the restroom, and right as I flushed the toilet, the key to one of our station vehicles, our radio station vehicles.
The only key.
Flew out of my shirt
just
pocket.
Flew right out. And where did it land?
In the toilet.
Yeah.
And down the drain. I mean, the second I had flushed it is when it fell. So.
And it's gone.
Boom. It hits and it's. It's
a kapuya, kapuya.
There it goes. So, and there it is.
Now we got a station vehicle with no key.
Yeah, yeah.
So DC has been on the phone with the dealership to try to see if they could work that out. And Audio Bob's been on the phone with a locksmith, if we need that, to try to work that out.
Yeah.
So we're trying to... That's not a Monday thing. I don't know what is.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Flushing the key down the toilet, the only key to one of the station vehicles.
The perfect thing for a Monday. And the only thing...
Bob knows how to hotwire it, so you can still drive it.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I'm set there. But, of course, it wouldn't be connected to any other keys, because if it was connected to other keys, I think it would have just stayed in the bowl.
Oh, yeah. And you could have fished it out.
But it was just one little key.
I dropped my cell phone in a commode in a dirty gas station bathroom.
Your cell phone?
On the way to see my parents years ago in Phoenix City.
Oh, that's awful.
I didn't flush it, but I was forced with having to fish it out of there.
Know
that it had been in the toilet bowl. I mean, you're not going to leave your cell phone if you get it out.
No, heck no, but
I
still.
I got it out, and
that's awful.
Put it in a thing of rice and dried it out, and using it to this day. Moral of the story is don't ever ask to borrow my cell phone.
No.
Yay! Keep us updated on the key adventure.
Yeah.
Now, your information update.
Good Tuesday morning. 25-year-old Lorenzo Freeman Jr. has been charged with one count of school employee having sexual contact with a student under the age of 19. The Tuscaloosa County High teacher was arrested after a report led to an investigation. Freeman was placed in the Tuscaloosa County Jail on a $30,000 bond. Some of the foot soldiers of the civil rights movement of the 1960s continued their message of peaceful change at the Birmingham Civil Rights Museum's annual Civil Rights Conference at Birmingham at 16th Street Baptist Church. Terry Collins was a member of the Children's Crusade.
We came peacefully to walk and to pray, to sing, to try to move forward. And they were there to deter us no matter what it took. They chose violence. We chose nonviolence.
Collins told news partner ABC 3340, the crusade continues even now as older adults. And TPD is looking for a group of people who attacked two tow truck operators Saturday during the 8A game. The operators were transported to DCH with head injuries. No arrests have been made. I'm Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Thank you so much, Don Hartley. So two tow truck drivers attacked on the strip Saturday night, huh?
Yeah, the university and city of Tuscaloosa cracked down on people parking illegally. That's been a real major problem for several years. And people with a little tanked up alcohol and getting angry, seeing maybe a fine coming with that, decided to attack them. It's a shame when you can't go do your job without being attacked by some nut.
Unbelievable. Well, hopefully the people responsible were arrested.
They have made no arrest as of yet, but they do have some suspects in mind, so they say arrests may happen soon.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I hope those tow truck drivers are going to be okay. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to them. And on a much brighter note, how about a little Alabama softball?
Well, maybe not a brighter note.
Oh, no. Well, the weekend was a brighter note, right?
Well, baseball won 2 of 3 from the number one team of the nation, the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Okay, but softball?
And softball lost 2 of 3 to Texas A&M. Yeah. Lost last night 9-4. Game that went back and forth. A&M finally put a few runs on the scoreboard and able to pull that ball game out. Softball team having a rough season. They're nationally ranked, but they're committing a lot of errors. This is a team that really still has not gelled as of yet.
Well, then we'll just dwell on the baseball team taking 2 from the number one team over the weekend, Arkansas. How about that?
Yeah, and great pitching performance in the Sunday ball game for the Crimson Tide. This team with a new coach and a new attitude, I think things are looking up. They've had some rough spots where they've had difficulty winning weekend series, but I think that the future's pretty bright.
Well, I say roll tide.
This is the Steve and DC Show. Now, your information update.
Good Tuesday morning. 25-year-old Lorenzo Freeman Jr. has been charged with one count of school employee having sexual contact with a student under the age of 19. The Tuscaloosa County High teacher was arrested after a report led to an investigation. Freeman was placed in the Tuscaloosa County Jail on a $30,000 bond. Some of the foot soldiers of the civil rights movement of the 1960s continued their message of peaceful change at the Birmingham Civil Rights Museum's annual Civil Rights Conference at Birmingham at 16th Street Baptist Church. Terry Collins was a member of the Children's Crusade.
We came peacefully to walk and to pray, to sing, to try to move forward. And they were there to deter us no matter what it took. They chose violence. We chose nonviolence.
Collins told news partner ABC 3340, the crusade continues even now as older adults. And TPD is looking for a group of people who attacked two tow truck operators Saturday during the 8A game. The operators were transported to DCH with head injuries. No arrests have been made. I'm Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Thank you so much, Don Hartley. So two tow truck drivers attacked on the strip Saturday night, huh?
Yeah, the university and city of Tuscaloosa cracked down on people parking illegally. That's been a real major problem for several years. And people with a little tanked up alcohol and getting angry, seeing maybe a fine coming with that, decided to attack them. It's a shame when you can't go do your job without being attacked by some nut.
Unbelievable. Well, hopefully the people responsible were arrested.
They have made no arrest as of yet, but they do have some suspects in mind, so they say arrests may happen soon.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I hope those tow truck drivers are going to be okay. Our thoughts and our prayers go out to them. And on a much brighter note, how about a little Alabama softball?
Well, maybe not a brighter note.
Oh, no. Well, the weekend was a brighter note, right?
Well, baseball won 2 of 3 from the number one team of the nation, the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Okay, but softball?
And softball lost 2 of 3 to Texas A&M. Lost last night 9-4. Game that went back and forth. A&M finally put a few runs on the scoreboard and able to pull that ball game out. Softball team having a rough season. They're nationally ranked, but they're committing a lot of errors. This is a team that really still has not gelled as of yet.
Well, then we'll just dwell on the baseball team taking 2 from the number one team over the weekend, Arkansas. How about that?
Yeah, and great pitching performance in the Sunday ball game for the Crimson Tide. This team with a new coach and a new attitude, I think things are looking up. They've had some rough spots where they've had difficulty winning weekend series, but I think that the future's pretty bright.
Well, I say roll tide.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
Steve Shannon and DC Chimes.
Probably got what I deserved. We're supposed to wear our pajamas to work today.
Who said?
I forgot. It's wear your pajamas to work day.
Do you ever wonder who comes up with this stuff?
Is
it like some guy living in mama's basement? There's nothing else to do.
I don't know. And there's an extreme amount of these days now.
Oh, every day is 4 or 5 different things.
Yeah. I mean, it's also
and
eggs.
Some of them are just stupid.
It's Eggs Benedict Day.
Says who?
That's it, actually. So two today.
Well, that's enough.
The one day it's acceptable to go to the office wearing pants with a flap on the butt.
Is that ever acceptable?
Today.
Today's today.
Pajama comes from the Hindu word pajana.
You know what? That's about all I can take.
Pajana.
You're giving me a headache. That's just too much for me.
Pajana.
Pajana? What are you wearing today? Oh, my pajanas. Is where your pajana to work day?
I have my pajana on.
Well, guess what's for sale?
I heard you teasing something for sale.
It's all about the timing, I guess. It's the O.J. White Bronco.
Man.
His former manager apparently ended up with it. He owns it. And he is capitalizing on the death of OJ by making it available on the market if you have $1.5
million. Wow.
You think you'll get it? You think there's some nut out there that's willing to pay that?
I think there's pretty much always a nut that's willing to pay for items like that.
I wouldn't pay $1,000 for it, even if it came with a letter of authenticity.
And does it come with a letter of authenticity?
Better.
I think that you might be fibbing there because...
You don't think I'd buy it?
No, I think you would buy it if you had...
I know I've been a sucker for that kind of stuff in the past.
Yeah, I just, you know...
I wouldn't buy this. Yes, the owner is selling it. And just to refresh everybody's memory, and not that we probably need it, but it's fun. Listen to this.
The TV said the juice must have gone plumb loco and there's cop cars chasing the white Ford Bronco. Have you heard the story of the low-speed chase and the SWAT team's waiting at OJ's place? That story is true. It's sad to say I was watching the game when they cut away. He told the L.A. cops he was going to give up, and the media set up their satellite trucks, had 18 cameras at City Hall, then O.J.'s lawyer began to stall. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, that Bronco was spotted on 405 on CNN and the Network's 3, the flashing taillights was all you could see. And Knicks were in game 5 when OJ started that fateful drive. His four-way hazard lights were blinking, and no one knew what the juice was thinking. The newsman said he'd lost his sense, said insanity'd be his best defense, but they knew this show was awfully hot, so they jockeyed round for action shots. There were psychoanalysts and personal friends begging the juice to turn himself in. TV copters high above and cops in the bushes dressed like shrubs. Fans were cheering from the side of the road. One man yelling out, go, juice, go. Waving signs when Al pulled in. 95 million people tuned in. So they took a mugshot and threw him in jail, and Time magazine thought he looked too pale. But the network's planning a brand new show, Cop Cars Chasing a White Ford Bronco.
Yep, and you can have that Bronco today if you got $1.5 million. I should tell you that not only do you get OJ's old white Ford Bronco, you also get A.C. Cowling. He's still sitting in the vehicle.
Oh, okay.
He's not gotten out, so you get him as well.
Is he dead or alive?
That was fake news. Whatever it was. Well, he's in the Bronco. Well, I don't know if he's dead or alive, but he's in the Bronco.
This is eerie to hear.
It's not easy to discuss. This is hypothetical. I remember I grabbed a knife. I do remember that portion. Wear the bloody clothes, so somebody had to get rid of the bloody clothes. We've all seen the grisly pictures after. So, yeah, I think everything is covered. Would have been covered in blood. You know, it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
Ooh. Mm. I mean, he's talking about
it. Hard to listen to.
I remember I grabbed the knife.
Yeah.
This is hypothetical.
That's where he talks about if he had done it, how he would have done it, which was, I can't believe he agreed ever to do that.
Well, somebody was real desperate for money.
Probably. Had to be.
But you remember in that special, he kept slipping up and saying things like they happened. Right. You know, he would talk about them in past tense, like, I did this.
I just saw a story that said that now some people that were kind of close to all of it said that he hired a couple of goons that worked for the Gambino crime family
to kill him.
To commit the murder. And that may have been.
But he wanted to be there. So I do believe he was there.
Yeah, might have been. I don't know.
I mean, I've always thought there was more than one person involved.
He has decided, well, he didn't decide. Well, I guess he did before he died. He left instructions that they wanted him to donate his brain to science after he died, as we reported the other day. But he was cremated yesterday, by the way, and said no brain to science.
Yeah.
He wanted a full cremation. So they were going to study his brain.
Yeah, I saw that. Because, you know, not that would have told us anything about the murders, but...
Well, that he might have had a propensity for violence based on an old NFL injury.
I do think he had CTE, because back then the helmets were like, you know, leather.
Yeah.
They were not very good helmets.
No.
And those guys were taking hit after hit after hit.
Yeah, they really were.
Hit after hit.
Awful.
So... I think he did have CTE for sure.
Yeah. Well, he's gone now, and who knows where he is. I have my suspicions.
Crazy.
You know.
The whole thing is crazy.
I think I know where he is, but I'm not positive.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
Oh, that's like it. It's my favorite song out right now.
We'll play it for you. Maybe you haven't heard it. Right now, Jimmy Carter live from Nashville and everything trending hot. Good morning, Jimmy Carter. Roll Tide.
Good morning. Have you seen the pictures? You got to look this up if you hadn't seen it. Have you seen the woman that looks like Melania that Donald Trump has been carrying with him to court?
No.
Her name is Margot Martin.
Okay.
Got to look her up. She is, wow, she's a 12.
Is she a lawyer?
And she's his personal assistant.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Flies with him on the plane and all that stuff. And looks, in fact, John Roberts of Fox said, well, there's Melania Trump going into the courthouse. And it wasn't
her.
This woman.
Wow. His personal assistant.
28 years old. You got to see her. She's
28.
She's quite something. Lainey Wilson. They're doing a documentary on her. Robin Roberts is doing it. They're going to run it May 29th on a channel I don't have, Hulu.
I don't have that either.
I've got the Hulu. Yeah. I'll let you know.
Now, I've got Roku, and I've got YouTube TV.
Uh-huh.
So why do I need the Hulu?
The Hulu's just another... Roku's different.
Now, I don't have Roku. I don't have Hulu, but I do have Pluto.
I'm telling you. It's Hulu. So confusing.
Yeah. Hulu, that's just another service like Netflix or any of them.
Well, Hulu is run by ABC.
Oh,
and
okay.
And so it's more like Paramount Plus, where... Paramount owns CBS, so they put all the CBS stuff over there. Peacock is NBC. Uh-huh. They put all the NBC stuff over there. And Hulu, more and more, is putting their ABC stuff on there.
So they've all got them one.
Yeah.
Man Made a Bar made it to number one for Morgan Wallen and Eric Church. And what's interesting, this is Morgan's 13th number one and Eric Church's 12th. So he's passed Eric Church in number one.
Wow.
This guy died yesterday, and I guarantee you know the song. You may not know him, John Bucky Wilkin. He lived kind of old hickory out there near the lake in Nashville. His mother was one of the people that discovered Kris Kristofferson. She's in the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, Mary John Wilkin. Mm-hmm. But he has got the distinction of the only Nashville-made hot rod classic. In 1964, he created a group called Ronnie and the Daytonas, and their song was called GTO.
I remember GTO. Oh, yeah. I've heard that. Yeah.
And they would go out and sing that. It was a bunch of Nashville people that became Nashville songwriters mm-hmm. after that. Little GTO.
In fact, let me see here if I can give us a second of it here.
Here's a little snippet. She needs the gangsters
and the rail jobs. In the meantime, I can tell you that Gwen Stefani says it's lies, lies, lies about Blake Shelton and her getting divorced. There's been a rash of that lately in tabloids, and it's not true.
Not true. It's
why,
a lie.
Why do people spread lies like that?
I don't know that either. Yeah. They just do. They just do.
Jealousy. People are jealous.
Yeah. Probably. Crazy. Nicole Kidman says that we're lucky to have 18 years of marriage to Keith Urban, and they're going strong. Yeah. My deep, deep love. I think part of their deal is they stay in separate countries a lot of the time.
That would be the secret to a happy marriage right there.
That would be the secret to some marriage.
Can't hurt.
Anyway.
Very funny.
Now, I need some education on this. I've never had it, so tell me about it. It's Jason Aldean's been hooked up with this guy, Brandon Kaysen, who's a big beverage industry guy, and they have launched T-Bird Hard Tea. It is a black tea with spring water, pure cane sugar, 110 calories, 5 grams of sugar. Mm. Anybody ever, you ever had hard tea?
I've had hard tea, and I've had black tea before.
Yeah, black tea is just really strong tea, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, to me, it's just stronger tea. You know?
I bet hard tea is the same.
And hard tea usually has liquor in it.
5% alcohol.
It's like hard cider or hard...
5% alcohol.
Anything hard.
Never had that.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
5%. What's beer?
Beer is usually about 4%, I think, isn't it?
I don't know. Audio Bob? Paging Audio Bob? I don't know.
I thought most beers were about 4% alcohol by volume. Yeah.
So you drink more hard tea, you're going to get boozed out.
Uh-huh. I guess so. Seems like all the country music celebrities now have them something going on, don't they, on the side?
They've all got a liquor or a hard tea or something.
Or a bar.
Or a bar, yeah.
Or a bar. And they are going to repeat the Billy Joel special. They got so much help from that yesterday. CBS did. Everybody thought it was their local CBS station, and it was not. It was CBS cutting off the end of Billy Joel. It was a program timing area, some computer cut it off right then. It was done.
And they all went to news, and Billy was in the middle of a song, and people were ticked off, as you said.
Those dang computers.
So they're going to rerun the special Friday night, 8 to 10 Central on CBS.
I see.
Wow.
Maybe people will be happy.
In case you missed it.
Yeah. Very good. Jimmy Carter, everything that's hot this morning.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
Front and center, we have two gentlemen. DC, interest and introduce us to these special guests, if you don't mind.
I will, because if you have dreams of finally feeling better, you can with Dr. Brent Tidwell and Dr. Knight. Now, Dr. Tidwell is going to have to kind of tell us about Dr. Knight here from Complete Health and Wellness.
Gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
All right. See you. We have Dr. Knight here with us today. And
how are you, Doc?
He is, I'm going to go ahead and label him Tuscaloosa's best functional medicine doctor.
Really?
Probably Alabama's best functional medicine doctor.
That's a strong statement there.
Well, the guy has, he's been practicing. How many years have you practiced total?
38
years.
Wow.
And so, he's still practicing.
And he's practiced longer than I am old.
Right.
How about that? Yeah,
that's at least that's what I've always told my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell the same story.
But don't tell her I'm 57.
No, I won't. Not a word.
I never understood why they call it practicing. You know, maybe one day you'll get it right. You're still practicing for it.
Yes.
38 years. Man, you've seen a lot.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of, I'm sure, improvements in your industry for folks, especially it seems like of late.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was just there's a lot of new testing.
Get right up on that microphone there.
There's a lot of new testing that's came out in the last 5 years, particularly in the functional medicine community. And so we just have a lot more tools in the toolbox.
Yeah,
Well, listen, I just want to tell you what I've witnessed. We were over at Complete Health and Wellness with Dr. Tidwell just the other day, and we had the opportunity to talk to some patients who were there, who were kind enough just to open up and talk about what they were experiencing. And there's something right now that Dr. T, I want you to break down and explain, because you can do it easier and better, and I know than I can, to bottom line soft wave therapy for us. There was a guy in there who has a problem I have, so it got my attention, neuropathy. And he had gotten to the point he couldn't drive his car. And he has undergone treatments from you guys at Complete Health and Wellness.
Wow.
And soft wave therapy. And he's driving his car again. And his feet were numb. And he's got feeling back in his feet.
It's made a huge difference.
I know a lot of you listening right now deal with, whether it's from diabetes or whatever, neuropathy in your feet. And it will keep you awake at night and just drive you crazy.
Yeah.
It does me. And I'm looking forward to trying soft wave, because, man, y'all are getting great reviews.
Absolutely. The soft wave is shockwave therapy. And over the years, I tried different shockwave machines and just was not impressed with them.
Yeah.
And then finally, the soft wave I've got is their fourth generation. And I tried it actually a little bit over a year ago. And so we went ahead and bought one of the machines. They're not cheap. I paid three times the amount of money from the other ones that I had looked at, but it's that much better.
Wow.
And you always hear you get what you pay for. Mm-hmm. Well, that is a lot, most of the times in life.
Yeah. Really? It's, it seems to be the case with this machine. And not only that, Audio Bob's Jazzy, who we talk about, man, they had her scheduled for surgery, and she has gone for two or three treatments already with the doctors. And listen,
she couldn't walk. She had trouble walking.
She struggled to walk, and now she's bouncing around and running up and down stairs. And
yeah.
I mean, I saw it with my own eyes. I witnessed it, and it's amazing.
She's a younger person.
Oh,
and so,
in her 20s.
Right. This works on all age groups, all types of folks, because to see her before and after going to Complete Health and Wellness, it really is amazing.
And she's telling everybody.
Well,
She may be your best word of mouth advertising out there.
Yeah.
Well, when she came in, you know, the best of my recollection, she was an 8 to a 10 on pain scale. Just walking around, she was an 8.
Yeah,
if she did any type of squatting or anything, she jumped up to a 10. And literally, she looked like a gimped up 57 Ford pickup, you know, coming in. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, she was all limped up. And, I mean, when I first saw her, I was like, Bob, it was after one of the shows a couple of weeks ago. He said, "Hey, man, do you think you can help my wife?" And I said, "Oh, no, what's wrong with your wife?" And he kind of told me a little bit about her.
She lives with Bob.
That's right.
Other than that.
And so, anyway, she came in, and sure enough, yeah, exactly what he told me. You know, she was, because she was, I mean, she told me, she said, "Look, I'm scheduled for surgery next month."
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, let's see what we can do." And literally, and she's been three visits now, but after the second visit, she told me she was at a pain of zero Saturday, came back a little soreness Sunday. When she left yesterday, she was back to a zero.
Yeah.
It'll take us a few more visits to get her 100%, but my gut feeling, she's 80% better right now
in three visits. And she couldn't be more excited. She's doing things she hadn't been able to do in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are just so many stories like this out there. As I said, we were hearing from a couple of people that volunteered stories when we were over at the office the other day that just blew us away.
Yeah. People that had been tried, you know, drugs. They'd tried 1,000 different things to get better.
And this soft wave is all natural.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a technology that's been out. It's actually a form of lithotripsy, which they bust up kidney stones. Now, mine won't bust up a kidney stone, okay? It's just, it's the same technology, different machine.
I got you.
But anyway, we had a guy there yesterday. He's been to 5 neurologists. And one of actually been to Lyle Kane in Birmingham,
right.
And all of them basically said, "Look, you know, there's nothing we can do for you." Right now, he's been 5 visits, I believe. And now, understand, he has the neuropathy, like the gentleman you met the other day. That guy that you met literally could not feel his feet, and he had a sore on his foot that he couldn't even feel. And so by the time we got through with him, I remember one day he came in and I touched his sore or something, and he went, "Whoa, that hurts." I said, "Good."
You're supposed to feel it. Yeah.
That's right. We're actually feeling it now.
Yeah.
And not good that you want a sore, but, you know, it's good that you can feel it now.
Right.
And he's back to that. We're doing some other stuff to him to bring him back around, and that's working. But, you know, it's not just the soft wave a lot of times. We have other things. Like, for instance, we have a hyperbaric chamber that he goes into. We do a lot of that. We've got the only hyperbaric chamber, to my knowledge, outside of the hospital. And, you know, through the hospital, you have to get approved and all this other stuff. When you come into us, we look at you. We sit down and talk about your health plan. And, you know, we design a health plan for you.
Yes.
We're not a cookie-cutter clinic. I had a lady not long ago. She actually got mad because what we did for her and one of her friends was different. And I said, and I had to explain to her, I said, "Ma'am, it's not the right. same. You have a different problem than your friend."
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was mad as a wet hen because of that. And
she wanted the same treatment.
Yeah, she wants not, the same. And I'm like, whoa, it's different.
Right. And, it's not one treatment fits all.
It's customized for whatever ails you.
It is. And the bottom line is it's to rejuvenate your body, rejuvenate you, get you feeling like you felt when you were 20. Not like you feel, you know, I don't want to feel like a 50-year-old. I can do that.
You know, there's somebody out there and maybe somebody in here. What if we woke up feeling tired this morning? What if when we woke up, the alarm went off yes. and we were tired?
Yes.
What can we do about that?
Yeah.
Well, for many people, depending on your age, you know, a lot of times if you're 40, 50, 60, that basically is, first thing we want to look at your hormones.
Uh-huh.
Because we're seeing people younger and younger be in menopause or
wow.
The male equivalent is andropause.
Andropause.
Now, you don't ever hear anybody use that word.
I was going to say, I've never heard
no,
of it.
No.
It's the male equivalent. Men go through the exact same thing once your testosterone production peaks.
Really?
Once it peaks and starts down, it's never really going to be the same again.
Yeah.
And we use what's called the natural bioidentical hormones. They actually come from yams.
Is that the pellets we've
yes.
heard so much about?
Did yeah. you say yams?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's a God's gift to humanity.
Really?
Really.
I didn't know that.
It's like 99% biocompatible with the hormones in our body.
Wow. I never knew that.
No.
I've never heard that
no.
before.
Yeah. Well,
should I eat more yams?
Yeah.
Well, it won't give you the same effect.
You know, I understand.
It's broken down everything and synthesized it to.
Yeah.
So you can put it in the body.
But it makes a big difference for those of us that have fatigue and
you know,
yes.
talking about some of the patients we got to talk to in your offices the other day, one of the ladies there was telling us about the hormone pellets that she's doing. And she said that the most thankful person is not her, it's her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Since she started doing she was tested, she realized there were some hormone imbalances that she didn't know she had. And now that's being addressed by you guys. And she said it had made such a difference in her disposition and just overall well-being. And her husband is really thankful, she said.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. I think that was my wife you were talking to.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but it may have been.
But because it can really juice up a couple's, you know, love life.
Well, and not just that, your mood and temperament.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the part about it is if your hormones aren't right, you will have chronic fatigue.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we have Dr. Talley. He's our medical doctor that does all of our inserts and all for us. So if he's out there listening, hello, Dr. Talley.
Good morning, Dr. Talley.
And y'all will actually meet him soon.
Yeah.
Because we're fixing to tune y'all up.
I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely. So when the radio audience starts hearing y'all jumping off the walls, and
yes.
they're going to know that you're not in your fatigued area.
No.
That's right.
No.
We look forward to it. We've had our blood work done already. You may have heard that the other morning.
That's right.
By Doc and Anna, who came over to draw our blood.
We're getting tuned up.
And we're going to have a gut check. And I've needed a gut check for quite
a while.
Some time.
I don't think they want to know what's in there.
And look, Complete Health and Wellness can do all of this for you, whether it's neuropathy or fatigue or if you need a boost in your love life or hormones, all of that, it's all available.
Yes.
What's the best way to go about getting this done, Dr. Tidwell?
Just give us a call. That's 205-343-7743. And like I say, when you come in, we're going to do different panels on you. Dr. Knight here, he is a specialist in the gut area. One lady sticks out of my mind. She had been to 7-8 doctors, and she was actually a patient of mine that ended up going over to Dr. Knight, and literally in like 3 months, she said that she, I mean, this lady's in her 70s, and she's like, I haven't felt this good since I was probably 30 or 40 years old.
Wow, that's what it's about.
Okay, I got to get me some of that.
Right there.
Yep. Who among us doesn't want to feel like you did years ago?
Exactly.
And this is, I mean, this is doable. It's happening every day. We met people who could tell their stories, and hopefully we're going to be telling our story real soon.
Yeah, and we wouldn't be doing it if we didn't believe in it and hadn't seen for ourselves others that have been rejuvenated.
Right. So come go on this little quest with us.
Yeah.
Dr. Tidwell and Dr. Knight at Complete Health and Wellness. And you too can get started. We're going to keep you updated on our progress as we go forward. And each Tuesday morning, Doc's going to join us, and we're going to have updates.
Yes, so, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, get your butts in there, and let's all get tuned up together.
Yeah, yeah, maybe your butt needs a tune-up.
Maybe it does. 343-7743, that's the phone number, 205-343-7743. You can also go online, complete-healthandwellness.com.
DC, from back and neck pain to arthritis to neuropathy, which we mentioned, to joint pain, knee pain, shoulder pain, wrist pain. This SoftWave technology, this therapy really, really blows
my
mind.
I've had every pain, man. I've had every pain. Knee pain, joint pain.
We may have to work on a song for next week.
Yes.
Yes.
And get that pain, you know, dealt with.
Also, there's a website you may want to go to. We all like to do that these days. Jump there and get some quick information. What is the website, Dr. T?
It is complete-healthandwellness.com.
Complete-healthandwellness.com for more information. So we've had our blood checked and our cheeks swabbed. No, ma'am, not those. And so next we'll get our blood work back and we'll find out what's going on in our gut. Right, guys?
That's right. That's okay. What's coming.
And then we come up with a plan.
That's right.
Going forward.
And it's a plan. And, you know, like I always tell people, Rome wasn't built overnight.
Yeah.
You didn't get where you're at in life overnight.
That's right.
It takes time. You know, it's not like driving through a McDonald's and getting your Big Mac, you know, that quick. It does take time.
Yes.
But, you know, give us 90 days and we'll change your life.
You know what's so great about Dr. Tidwell, in my opinion? He knows how to focus the message on whoever he's talking with. So with you and I, he uses the Big Mac example. Because he knew we'd understand.
That's right. That's right.
Both of these guys, Dr. Tidwell and Dr. Knight, are good at breaking it down. And I love that about them.
They
will too.
They are truly Alabama's rejuvenation center.
That's good. That's awesome. DC. I just came up with that. Consider using that as a slogan.
Yeah, right here.
That's right. Yeah, right here. Thank you so much. As always, we appreciate you, and we look forward to hearing a whole bunch more as we go forward.
Yes, it's exciting. Exciting stuff.
Appreciate it.
Complete Health and Wellness, Mimosa Park Road, Tuscaloosa is where you'll find them. And they have a very nice office, by the way.
They really do. It's worth going, making an appointment just to see the beautiful artwork on the walls.
Yeah, it really is.
It'll blow you away.
Complete-healthandwellness.com.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
It is the Steve and DC Morning Show, where it's time for our morning pledge and national anthem. And this morning, we dedicate the pledge to everybody on their way to Gordo Elementary School.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through
the Steve and DC Show.
Steve and DC in the morning, and we mentioned a little while ago the mother of the year. You'll scratch your head when you hear a woman has been arrested after leaving her kids home for a week, a six-year-old and an eight-year-old, while she went on a cruise.
Yeah, I saw this.
She went on a cruise.
I actually saw the woman in court, and it was just hard to fathom.
She would have been cheaper to take the kids on the cruise than to pay the bond and go to jail.
Yeah. And she looked like she was about 15 years old.
Oh, really?
I don't know how old this mother is.
The kids were 6 and 8, and the neighbors called the police because, you know, they started to notice some things odd going on next door. And they became worried about the kids. The kids were communicating with their mom by text messages, and there was a camera in the apartment. So I guess that's how mom thought she was going to keep an eye on the 6 and the 8-year-old. We both know how that goes.
Okay.
That doesn't work out too well, does it?
She would keep a tabs on them with that.
Yeah.
But my grandson is 9. I've got a grandson that's 9, and I can't imagine him being left alone to take care of a 6-year-old. What in the world?
And this was 8 and 6.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah. I'll be back in a week. Mama's going on a cruise.
See ya.
So the police.
Did mama go alone on this cruise, by the way?
I would doubt it.
Because I wondered.
Who goes alone on a cruise? Nobody.
Very few people. I wondered who the boyfriend is. Did anybody else say,
what
are you doing here?
Right, right.
This is crazy.
No, nobody stopped her, so she went, and then she went to jail. So, God bless those kids. Mm. All right, we're ready. We want to give away a trip to Panama City Beach, Florida, Holiday Inn Resort, and tickets to see Morgan Wallen this Saturday night at Ole Miss Stadium in Oxford, Mississippi. But you got to tell us who says Roll Tide. Roll
Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
We opened it up to app taps yesterday.
Yeah.
And someone has gotten all 8 of
no
the celebrity
way.
Voices.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
We had a lot of guesses come in.
Wow.
But we do have someone. Tylan Warren is the name. Tylan Warren. Tap that app at 95.3 The Bear.
And we're trying to get a hold of Tylan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So we can work out all the details. But in the meantime, these were the guesses from Tylan according to the app. And then we're going to play them back, and you'll be like, yeah, it'll be crystal clear once you know the answers, right?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, well, it will. Number one is Charles Barkley.
Yeah, I knew that one.
The toughest one, because a lot of people got 7 out of 8 right yesterday with the app, but... In fact, a couple people guessed that it was me, but it was actually Coach Kalen DeBoer is the second Roll Tide that you hear.
Really? And a lot of people missed the other one as well, that's a former president.
Uh-huh. Well, Obama was the third one that you'll hear from back when Alabama went to the White House after winning a national championship. Then you hear Joe Willie Namath. Then you hear Miss Terry. And then the other former president that a lot of people missed, I was kind of surprised, was Donald Trump.
Yeah, I heard very few people guess Trump.
But it's because it sounded just like him.
To me, it did. But
And then Jalen Milroe.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a special way of saying it. Roll Tide.
And then the eighth one was tough for me. I couldn't figure that one out.
We did have a couple of people get that one on the app last night. In fact, I noticed, and it was Channing Tatum, the actor.
Okay.
Who's
okay.
from Coleman and a big Alabama fan.
Yeah.
All right, so we got Barkley, DeBoer, Obama, Namath, Miss Terry, Trump, Jalen, and Channing Tatum.
Roll Tide!
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, baby.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
And there they are.
I missed Obama, and I missed the eighth one.
Yeah. And well, the first one was a little weird, too, because it didn't necessarily sound like Barkley, unless you saw Charles Barkley on TV do, you know, because he was cutting up when he did it. You might not have immediately said, that's Charles Barkley.
I knew that one right away. I just did not. Man, Obama got by me.
So Barkley, DeBoer, Obama, Namath, Miss Terry, Trump, Jalen, and Channing Tatum.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, baby.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
I just love Jalen's Roll Tide.
The first to get it right, to get all eight of them right.
Yep, Tylan, and congratulations, Tylan. Panama City Beach bound and Morgan Wallen tickets. Don't be thinking we're done. More beach vacations are headed your way.
Oh, yeah. So, we got a lot.
And also, we've got concert tickets coming up, too, and it'll be a winner's choice. A little after 8, you're shot at those.
That's right.
Right here. Don't move.
Fresh Bunny phone sham calls and unforgettable classics.
The phone sham always has me in stitches. I look forward to it every morning.
Hendrick Family Practice, this is Carol.
Can I speak with you a moment down there?
Can you what now?
I need to speak with you a moment down there.
What's going on?
Well, I'm checking on something for my husband.
Mm-hmm.
That I need to ask you about. I saw it on TV, and I thought it might be something that could help him out.
Okay.
I was watching, what is it, the Dr. Oz program? You know who Dr. Oz is?
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking about it, and it sounded like something that Earl could use.
Okay, what's your husband's name?
Earl.
Last name?
O'Rear.
What's last name?
O'Rear. Earl O'Rear.
Now, is he a patient here?
But my friend at work gave me the number to Dr. Hendrick's office.
Now, what type of insurance do you have?
We've got all the Medicaid and Medicare and the Blue Shield and all
we're
that.
We're not accepting any Medicaid right now.
And we've got the Blue Shield and the Obamacare, all of that. Anyway, do y'all put out these Niagara pills?
No.
Y'all don't give those out?
No.
Well, maybe you could tell me something else I could get for Earl.
I think he just needs to check with his own doctor.
I've got a blue shag bath set. I got it from QVC. And I've got it right in front of my commode. And he just makes a mess around that thing. I thought from what Dr. Oz said on the TV, if I heard it right, if I could get him on that Niagara, he'd stop aiming down and running my blue shag bath set from QVC. Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling.
Can you help me with it?
Hendrick Family Practice. This is Carol.
Miss Carol?
Yes?
Your best friend, Tammy Hobbs, asked us to call you.
I don't know Tammy Hobbs.
Let me put it this way. Your former best friend... In another life.
Oh, Tammy Hobbs.
She said you get some terrific phone calls and you handle them very well.
That is why I would not answer.
I knew that. I could tell you were avoiding us. In fact, didn't you just pick it up and hang up one time?
Actually, that was my doctor's daughter.
Oh, dear
that
God.
Picked it up and put it to my face.
Well, listen, we love you. And thank you for having fun with us.
Thank you.
So you can't help me with the Niagara?
No, I cannot help you with Niagara.
All right.
Well, you tell, if Tammy's listening right now, what would you like to say to her?
Oh, I love you, Tammy, but there will be consequences.
This is the Stephen DC Show.
Stephen DC in the morning congratulating a very excited, Tylan Warren, who has just won the Who Said Roll Tide contest this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
In case you were wondering, it was Charles Barkley, Coach DeBoer, President Obama, Joe Namath, Miss Terry, President Trump, Jalen Milrow, and Channing Tatum, the 8 Roll Tides in our contest.
Roll Tide!
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, baby.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
And now, of course, we got a very excited Tylan who's going to be going to see Morgan Wallen this coming Oxford, Mississippi, this coming Saturday night, and going to Panama City Beach to the Holiday Inn Resort.
She was pretty pumped.
She squealed at least twice.
Yeah.
Hey,
who could blame her?
Listen, coming up a week from Thursday night,
We're going to see Coach Nick Saban make his TV debut as an analyst. He will be with the ESPN College Game Day crew, and it'll be the first time they've been together with Coach as an analyst. They'll be on ABC TV April 25th. I believe that's this coming, or our week from Thursday night, covering the 2024 NFL Draft. So Coach Saban is an analyst for the first time on TV.
That's interesting. From
Thursday night.
Certainly makes sense because he definitely has a lot of guys in the draft this year that played for him.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
From Dallas to right on down the line. So that'll be interesting to see. He'll be good at it, I think.
He'll be great at it. A 30-pound cat is in the news this morning. And the name is why this is so funny to me. This cat has dropped 10 pounds and needs to lose some more weight. And the cat's name is Thicken Nugget.
Thicken Nugget. Wow.
That cat's going to sneak in the room and suck the breath right out of somebody's mouth one night after this. So the 30-pound cat from Indiana, Thicken Nugget, has been put on a diet and is slimming down. And you won't believe the way a Thicken Nugget, the cat, is losing weight in a canine aquatic center. Cats hate water.
Yeah.
I mean, generally speaking, you do not want to try to bathe a cat.
So why would they do this to the little pussy? I mean,
because Thicken Nugget is a 30-pound cat, need to lose weight.
Well,
and so they figured this was
there are better ways to do it than a way that's going to just really, really upset the cat.
I don't know. It's working. And they got a whole aquatic center just for canines, which that could be a dog too, couldn't it?
Yeah.
A canine aquatic center. So I don't know.
Wait a minute. I thought canines were dogs only.
Maybe.
They can be both?
I think. I think they're dogs only, but I guess they got permission to let Thicken Nugget get in the water.
Get in the water?
Yeah. Yeah.
It would, just like the swimming will make it lose weight?
I don't know. It's all new to me. But it's dropped 10 pounds so far.
Yeah.
Thicken Nugget. Isn't that a great name?
It is a good name. But,
While we're talking animals, the world's oldest gorilla just celebrated its 67th birthday. He is 67, and his name is Fatu. F-A-T-T-O-O.
67, is that the oldest gorilla on record?
It is the world's oldest gorilla. Yep. 67 years old.
Didn't realize they lived so long.
I didn't either. I wish we could get Thicken Nugget and Fatu together.
I'm amazed at some of these.
Go for a swim.
Some of these animals and how long they live. Like, you know, elephants can live to be 110. Some whales can live to be like 150.
Now, remember we heard about that tortoise the other day that lived to be 157?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's an old tortoise.
Yeah, it's an old tortoise right there.
Man.
I bet that soup wouldn't even be good at this point.
No. Be tough.
83% of cat owners don't know how many toes the average cat has. How many toes do you think, even though you're not a cat owner, DC, the average cat has?
They don't have 10 toes.
Well, that'd be my first guess.
Yeah.
But that's too obvious to be right. Cats have 18 toes. 18 toes. They have 10 in front and 8 in the back, it says here. I never knew that.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah, 18 toes on a cat.
10 in the front and 8 in the back.
Uh-huh.
Well, they got shorted on the back end.
Yes, they did. And maybe that's why they have so much attitude.
I never knew.
They're missing two toes.
I've learned some. This is not just entertainment, folks. No. It's also education.
Absolutely is. Yeah. What do we call it?
Edutainment. You agree or disagree with some of these statements? There should be a maximum age for when you can run for president.
A maximum age? Well, see, that's tough. You got Biden who, you know, acts like he's 150. You got Trump who's not that much younger than Biden, but is in 100% better shape. It kind of depends on the person.
Yeah.
It kind of depends on the person.
How old is Biden? Do we know? Roughly.
Is he 80 already? 80? I don't know. I'm
something sure. like that.
Close enough.
Yeah. Speaking of that sort of thing, elderly people should be required to retake the driver's test.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think so.
When should that start, you think? Probably
I would guess,
65
I would say
or?
70 would 70? Be my guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There should not be a two-term limit for presidents.
I think 8 years is enough to get it done. Mm. That's just my opinion. I mean, what do you think? I think 8 years is, I wish we had a two-term limit for Congress.
Yeah. We should have a limit for Congress. Being rich makes you much more attractive.
To who? To me personally?
Yeah, well
yeah,
just
it does.
In general.
I
think it does.
You're rich. You're much more attractive to me personally.
Definitely does.
Yeah.
And companies should offer unlimited sick days for their employees.
Well, unlimited? Well, I mean, that could be, you know.
Yeah.
It's got to end somewhere.
I would be sick all the time.
I know. Elvis is dead, and I don't feel so good myself.
And speaking of big companies, it's okay to steal from big corporations.
No, it's never okay to steal.
Even if it's a big, nasty corporation.
The thou shalt not doesn't say thou shalt not steal unless it's a big corporation. And just because it's a big corporation doesn't mean it's nasty.
No. No, but I'm saying, you know, if even if it is, like one that we know might be corrupt or...
No.
It's still not okay...
Thou shalt not.
...to steal.
It's a thou shalt not.
And monogamy is unnatural.
I know. I got a buddy who used to say, you know, Baskin-Robbins has ever how many flavors of ice cream?
31 flavors.
You don't want to have vanilla the rest of your life, but...
And you know where that 31 flavors came from? I never knew
where that
came from.
Mm.
It was a different flavor for each day of the month. 31.
Oh, okay. 31 I never
flavors.
Knew that either.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm here for.
So monogamy, what, is not natural? Monogamy is not natural?
Monogamy is unnatural.
Unnatural. I know for some people it's harder than others.
It's real, real hard for some folks to do.
I don't know that it's unnatural, but...
I don't think it's unnatural.
No.
Because there are birds... I was watching a thing about this. There are seabirds that mate for life.
Penguins mate for life.
Some of them do. Yes, yeah, yes, they do.
Yeah.
And so I don't. I mean, that's as natural as it gets.
Yeah,
that's right. Nature.
What happened to till death do us part?
So I don't think monogamy is unnatural.
Yeah, that's right.
But those are just a few hot takes.
It might be unpleasant, but it's it's not unnatural. Keep our eyes on the portal for the next 15 days.
Yeah.
The transfer portal is open in college football. So I did hear the news reported late yesterday that Alabama backup quarterback Ty Simpson has announced he is not going to enter the portal.
That's good.
Stay with the Tide, so we're happy to hear that.
Because oftentimes backups, you know, jump in that portal awfully quick, so that's right. That's great news.
Well, that is good news, and we're looking to pick up a few guys, too, in this portal.
Yeah, I think we can pick up some defensive help on the portal, so...
So stay tuned. We'd like to say good morning just ahead of our morning prayer and inspirational song. We think it's a great way to start the day to our friend. He's prayed with us a couple of times. It's Pastor Adam Montgomery.
Yes.
Pastor, good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing wonderful. So excited to be here this morning.
Well, we are happy that you're here. And first of all, thank you for making about a one-hour drive our way today.
Dang. Yeah. Wow.
We got an early start.
Yes, sir. It's a privilege, man.
We appreciate that. We want to talk about this mission that you're about to do for, I think you said, the 18th time you were telling us?
Yes, sir.
A mission trip to Africa. Tell us about that, Adam.
We've been focused on two unreached people groups in Tanzania. It's the Digo and the Zaramo. They're 98% Islamic. And for about 5 years, we went and really didn't have much fruit, many salvations, but over the last couple years, God's just opened the floodgates.
Wow.
We've been able to plant about 6 physical churches. We've got land to build 4 more.
Oh, wow.
And it's just been amazing how God's opened the door for the gospel to spread somewhere it's never been. There were no churches, no believers. So we pack up, we set up tents, we camp, we go door to door and share the gospel from hut to hut. And
that is awesome. And I know you say reaching the unreached in the world.
That's incredible to think about, because if you don't go tell them, who will?
Amen. That's agree.
Exactly right. How did this first come about for you, Adam?
Well, I've been in ministry for about 16 years, and
looked way too young, but I believe you.
Well, I had a friend invite me to go to Africa about 13 years ago, and I was in full-time ministry, and I'm thinking, why would we go there? And finally, God convicted my heart, and I went. And, man, I got to meet people in their 80s who had never heard the name of Jesus. And God just pierced my heart with that reality that there's places in the world where someone's never heard his name. And I can't imagine never coming in contact with Jesus after all he's done in my life. And to know that we've got that message, we need to take it where it's not been taken before.
Yes. We forget that a lot, don't we?
Really do. It's shocking with technology today, you think, well, everybody's heard, but there are some areas like you're in Tanzania where they don't have, they're not on their cell phones all day, their smartphones. So it is amazing. And Jesus said, go into all the world, and you are literally doing that.
Amen. Is there, I'm sure there are a lot, but if you could just maybe highlight one for us this morning, a story that comes to mind about an experience that you've had one of these 18 missions.
Oh, I can tell you one pretty recent. We were dealing with a 98% Islamic area, and me and my buddy Keith, we were prayer walking through a village just asking God, is this where you want us? And we prayed for men of peace, somebody that can welcome us in and kind of give us an open door. Well, we're walking through this village, and this man comes up, and he's the chairman of the village. So he pulls us into his hut. We begin to talk to him, and he begins to share the needs of the community. Well, we tell him, listen, we don't have anything to give you, but what we can do is pray if you'll allow us. Well, at this point, they realize we're Christian, they're Islamic, and they allow us to pray. And what they said they needed was a school. Their kids were having to walk 17 kilometers one way, and their children were being abused. It was a really bad situation, and they needed a school. Well, we told them we can't physically do anything, but we're going to pray to Jesus that he would move. So we pray. We end up leaving, and we come back, and we had 28 people ready to come on a trip. Well, six said, hey, we can't go. Well, they donated their money from their trip to ministry, and we were able to take that money to that village, give it to them. They were able to build a school. Well, get this. They call us back in. We've not shared the gospel. We've not done any ministry work except for that.
Yeah.
And we go in February to celebrate the opening of the school. And we step into the school. There's Islamic leaders all around the room. And we're thinking, Lord, you got to be with us. We get there, and an Islamic leader stands up and says, hey, we've seen the love of God in you, and what we want to do is give you 3 acres to build a church. And get this, another one jumps up and says, no, you're not. We're giving them 3 acres. We end up with 6 acres of land before we ever share the gospel, and God just made a way. And now there's physical churches on that land. God provided people to make that happen. The 2 turned into 3. We just left in February. 4 more pieces of land have been given to build churches on. In a place that 2 years ago, there were 0 churches, nothing. 0 Christians,
nothing.
98% Islamic, that, and God just showed up and showed out.
Wow.
That is unbelievable. Wonder you have been, because you're seeing your works and the work of the Lord pay off in ways that are just unimaginable.
Only God can do stuff like
that's
that.
That's exactly right. It's a God thing.
It is.
It's a God thing. Now, if anybody listening to us right now would like to help, we've got a story up at 953thebear.com with a link. So if you feel led to participate, is it too late to sign up to go?
No, it's not.
When is the next mission?
We're leaving May 27th.
Okay.
The only thing, plane tickets would be a little more expensive closer you get.
And you get to it,
but there's still availability to be able to go.
May 27th, you go again.
You can just support them financially. If you can't go, you can just support them financially. That link's on there.
Hit that link, 953thebear.com, to join this mission and these men and women who are doing amazing work. That is incredible. That is incredible. Well, continued success, and God bless your hearts. I know he is for what you're doing.
Well, it's just so awesome he'd even let us be a part of something like that. And yes, we don't have to go to Africa to do it. We can do it at Walmart. We can do it at Dollar General.
That's a good point.
Y'all are doing it on the radio, man. I'm telling people all around about what you're doing here.
Thank
it's
you,
just
Adam.
Beautiful how you're lifting up the Lord.
That makes our day. We appreciate that. For anybody interested or in the area, where is your church?
It's in McCullough. Okay. Exit 97, right across the street from Jack's.
Okay. Very good. If you were just a little more excited, I think we could all get... No, I love your excitement. It's contagious.
It's
really
hard
is.
Not to get excited about this.
Amen. Yes. Would you lead us in prayer this morning?
I'd love to.
We Let's appreciate pray. It.
Father, we love you so much. Lord, I just feel like someone out there feels like they're not loved. That, God, there's no way anyone could love them. But your word in Psalms 139 says that your thoughts towards us, they're precious. And your word says that they outnumber the sand on the seashore. So whoever's listening out there today that feels unloved, know that there's a God that loves you, that thinks highly of you, that he thinks of you often, and he loves you tremendously. And Father, I pray that right now, that whoever it is, wherever they are, God, that you would just fill the space that they're in, and Lord, love on them in a way to where they know that they are special, that they are valued, and that they are loved by you. And Father, I just thank you for these men who are willing, God, to lift your name up and bring you glory. God, continue to use them in a mighty way and bless them, God, for what they do. And Father, we love you, we praise you, and thank you, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' amen. Name, amen.
Amen.
Adam Montgomery, new friend of the show this morning, and inspiring us all to be better folks and do more. And again, if you go to 953thebear.com, you'll see the story about Adam and his ministry and missions to Africa. Click that link, if you would. We'd appreciate it. I know Adam
yes,
will, too.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much for blessing us by being here this morning, man.
Thank you for having me. It's such an honor. It truly is.
We appreciate it. And when you get back from this upcoming mission trip to Africa, we'd love a report from you, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to come give one.
Will you give us an update?
Absolutely.
I started to say call us from there, but I'm not even sure you can.
I can. It's about 8 hours difference.
That's long distance.
I don't know what time it'll be.
Long distance. That'll be one of those, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Adam Montgomery, thank you so much.
Thank you all
God
so
bless.
Much.
Man,
and now
God
it's
bless.
Time for our inspirational song of the morning. That is brought to you by our friends at Taco Casa, under the biggest cactus in town. Maybe Adam will get him some Taco Casa before he leaves Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, well, and with the mission being until the whole world hears, well, that's our inspirational song, Casting Crowns. Until the whole world hears on 95.3 The Bear.
the Steve and DC Show.
The Eagles are releasing a huge live album this Friday.
Oh, yeah?
And it features Vince Gill on there. A lot of Vince Gill.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
I love the version. They actually do, what's the song? Don't Let Our Love Start Slipping Away.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen a video of that, and it's awesome.
The they cover do it live, is just
so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Really, really good. I'd love to see them. Weren't they in Birmingham not that long ago?
They
I can't
were.
Believe we missed that.
They were. It's been the longest farewell tour in the history of the world.
Uh-huh.
We saw them on a farewell tour in St. Louis 40 years ago.
1995.
So I just got a message from our friend Bob Baumhauer, who was going to talk to us this hour, but he says, hey, Steve at DC, I'm in my car on the way to the hospital.
Oh, no.
My youngest son's baby is on her way. Can we do tomorrow instead? Absolutely, Grandpa.
Wow.
Grandpa, look, you go do Grandpa detail.
Yeah.
With your youngest son's baby on her way, and we'll get an update tomorrow morning from Bob Baumhauer. So we pray for a good, safe delivery, and we're happy to hear that good news.
Yeah, yeah, good for him.
For the Baumhauers awesome. This morning. Here's some news. Did you know that three men on a remote island, according to a story in the news this morning, were able to take leaves and spell out the word help, and that's how they ended up being rescued?
No.
Yep, they were on a remote island and had no way to get off the island. It was like a Gilligan's Island thing.
Wow.
But they spelled out help in giant letters with leaves. The three men, well, two of the men did. The third couldn't help any because he was from Auburn and he couldn't spell.
He misspelled it.
Yeah, he misspelled it.
He spelled lep. We need lep.
The average car spends 95% of its time parked. Think about that.
Well, yeah. I mean, how often are you really in your vehicle?
Think about that. 95% of its time parked. Unless the car that you own is a Mitsubishi and it spends 95% of its time being towed.
Mitsubishi has some problems?
Based on what I've heard.
I guess so.
65% of us, when we check into a hotel, are you one of these? Logs onto the hotel's Wi-Fi within 7 minutes of checking into the room. First thing,
boy,
you do.
I don't know if I do it that fast.
That's pretty
I
fast.
Do it.
That's pretty fast.
I do it because, you know, I want to make sure I'm logged on.
See?
And it's always a pain in the, you know
oh,
what.
Know. Within 7 minutes, we log into the hotel's Wi-Fi when we check in.
Yeah.
And by the way, the first thing they say guests, this report says at Motel 6 will do is Google how to identify bed bugs.
I'll tell you another sign you're in a bad hotel. And this happened to me. In fact, I was staying, I was on a trip with some friends, and one of the friends called me and said, look at your ceiling. And I look up, and there were blood stains on our ceiling. That's when you know you're in a bad hotel.
Oh, God.
Rough hotel.
Are you sure it wasn't tomato juice?
Well, yeah, I guess it could have been. Somebody got really excited and sprayed tomato juice.
You know
juice.
What I thought you were going to say? I thought you were going to say your friends called and said, look up. And when you looked up, they were in the room above waving down at you. but blood stains on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not good.
And finally, this morning, space junk has crashed into a Florida home. Space junk.
What is... Define space junk.
You know, rocks and, you know, things like that.
How would that possibly collide with a Florida house?
Do I look like a rocket scientist to you?
No.
I don't know.
That makes no sense.
It passed right through the hole that was already in the roof left by a Boeing door.
It's just fun.
Awesome. About people's lives.
The Steve and DC Morning Show.
Hello. What's your name?
My name's Tiffany.
Tiffany, my favorite name.
I like Tiffany.
You heard Travis Tritt. You were quick to call. Congratulations. You've won concert tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
You bet. We appreciate you listening so much.
You know which concert you want to go to? Or
let me read a few for you just in case. Travis Tritt, Rick Springfield and 38 Special. Or, of course, Cody Jinks, Billy Currington, and Kip Moore.
Mm.
Or you could go to Funkaloosa and see Kool and the Gang.
I want Travis Tritt.
Travis Tritt it is.
Good choice. Tiffany, you got Travis Tritt tickets. Hang on, we'll get you hooked up, all right?
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.
And that's how we do it.
Bye-bye now.
95.3 The Bear. More tickets tomorrow morning to give away. We need to say congratulations again, in case you guys didn't hear earlier, to Tylen Warren. Tylen Warren, who won our... Tylen Warren, who won earlier this morning, identified the 8 celebrity voices in the Roll Tide Roll contest.
And
that means Tylen's going to see Morgan Wallen and going on a vacation to Panama City Beach.
We have another winner that we've got to get to. We'll take a quick break and come back and get to another cash winner.
Another one?
Part of the 30K workday payday. And we'll surprise her on the air in just a moment.
Another one coming up on 95.3 The Bear. Yeah! Hello there. Is this Tori Tyus?
It is.
Tori Tyus, it's the Stephen DC radio show. You having a good day today?
Yes, sir.
Do you have the 95.3 The Bear app on your phone?
I sure do.
Oh, okay.
Did you use said app to enter the cash code contest?
I did, yes, sir.
Well, yeah. You know what? Your day just got better. You just won $100.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That is so exciting.
Congratulations.
And, of course,
Thank you so much.
You're in there for the grand prize of $30,000.
Yeah, we're excited. We listen every day at work.
I mean, that's huge.
And where is work?
Bama Buggies.
Oh, we love Bama Buggies.
Bama Buggies.
Absolutely. A big bear hug to Bama Buggies. I'm so glad you're a winner, and I'm so glad you listen to 95.3 The Bear, Tori.
Yes.
Thank y'all so much. I'm so excited.
I have one follow-up question. Should you win this big grand prize, any idea how you'll spend some of that money?
I really don't know. I'd probably go on vacation.
Perfect. I think that's a good answer. You better be thinking about where you want to go, too.
Yes.
Hey, keep entering those cash codes, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank y'all so much.
Yep. And for now, look at that. You get $100 just for entering the cash codes. You can do it, too. Just do what Tori did. Download the app and put those cash codes in every hour from 8 to 5.
And congratulations again to Tori listening at Bama Buggies, 95.3 The Bear. We are out of minutes, and I think we've given away just about everything we possibly can.
I think so, yeah. And we'll do it again tomorrow.
That's right. Cash codes keep coming in a minute and throughout the midday with John Garrett.
All right, we dedicate the show to our law enforcement officers, men and women of law enforcement, also our firefighters, our EMT rescue folks that do such a great job, and our medical community, our nurses and our doctors.
And we honor our U.S. military each and every day on the Stephen D.C. Show. We appreciate all you do for us. And, of course, we see you, truck drivers. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
That's right. Jesus is Lord. See y'all.
Roll Tide.
Stephen D.C., say goodbye.
The Steve and DC Show has left the building.